This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We'll dig into the salt between Melania and Jill and Jill and Kamala. In fact, we'll probably open up with that. How should we be handling things once we do finally take over? And how do we handle the criminals who came before us? We'll discuss that. How they view power versus how we view power. All that and so much more still to come this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. So there's a story out. You know, Joe Biden, he's playing the good guy now. He's inviting Trump. Hey, come on, let's sit down. Let's have lunch. Let me caution you with something. Don't forget how evil the Biden presidency was. Joe Biden presided over probably the most evil 4 years in the history of the United States of America's presidency. That is, when you consider what he did with the border alone, that would qualify. Joe Biden took over and opened the border of the country on purpose. That's treasonous, what he did. Joe Biden, what he did with the Justice Department, well beyond just going after Trump, going after school board moms, pro-lifers, what he did in Afghanistan, the way he demonized half the country for 4 years, the criminal network that is the Biden criminal network with extensive foreign ties. Don't forget that. Don't forget, just because he dropped out and just because he's playing Smiling Joe now, don't forget or dismiss, he sent the FBI for a raid at Mar-a-Lago, and the FBI rifled through Melania Trump's underwear drawer. And so Joe invites Donald Trump for a sit down, break bread. I get why Trump does it. I totally get that. You at least have to appear to be, you know, on the up and up if you're Trump. Melania, she's going to pass. Declined an invitation to meet with Jill Biden at the White House. So, yeah, that tells you exactly where the Trump's mentality is, and I support it all the way. The Trumps don't appear, as of right now, to have forgotten or have forgiven what was done to them by this evil administration. And I hope they carry that salt with them. If you want to hear some funny salt, there's a hilarious video out there online. There's nothing I can play for you on the radio that will do it justice. But Jill Biden is at an event. It's an outside event, right? They appear to be on a balcony of some kind. Jill Biden is there. Jill Biden is there with Antony Blinken, Secretary of State, all these other types. Dome walks in with her husband, Doug. Apparently, Doug let her out of the house that day and stopped beating her. Dome and Doug show up. And of course, she's the vice president. She's Kamala Harris. She was just the Democrat nominee. Antony Blinken stands up, shakes her hand. Hey, good to see you. You can tell, oh, good to see you. Says hi. Jill Biden is sitting right there. She's right there. She's right there beside them. They're practically brushing up against her as they hug. Jill looks over at her walking in, looks back forward, doesn't move. No nicety greetings, no nothing. The hatred these two camps have for each other is freaking hilarious. Oh, and speaking of Joe Biden, in his old decrepit state, Joe Biden now is completely unleashed to be the jerk that he's been his whole life, and he can't filter it anymore. He was asked today by a reporter. It's a little hard to hear his answer, but Chris, I think, turned it up, so maybe you can hear it a little better. He was asked by a reporter if he'll be able to get a hostage deal for our American hostages still held in Gaza. This is how Joe responded.
President Biden, do you think that you can get a hostage deal by the end of your term?
Think you're going to get hit in the head by a camera behind you?
In case you couldn't hear, he responded to her question by saying, "You think you could get hit in the head by those cameras behind you?" He's just a mean old cuss and always has been. And he always tried to cover it up with that Joe Biden smirk and smile. "I'm old Scranton Joe." Guy's been a jerk to everybody his whole career. And I think it's hilarious. It's all ending this way. Also, I'm wearing shorts today. I knew. See, here's what happened. This morning I walked in my closet. And I have a situation, really. I have two pairs of jeans I wear. I know you think I should have more, and Ob keeps buying me more, but they don't fit right. I have two pairs of jeans that fit right. Lee is one of them. I have some Lee jeans that fit right. And the other one, I forget what it is. But my Lee jeans are dirty. I rocked them for a couple days pretty well, I might point out. But they're dirty, so I'd chuck them in the dirty clothes. I go to grab my other pair that I wear, and I have this devastating situation. There's a hole in the pocket. I don't mean a little hole either. Somehow, the right front pocket got a blowout hole in it. I went to put my wallet in the front. I have not a wallet, a little credit card holder thing that I have in my front pocket. I drop it in there. It goes clear down my leg and lands on my shoe. It's that kind of hole. Well, crap, I can't wear those. And then I started looking at the shorts. And I know everyone says you can't wear shorts in public. You shouldn't wear shorts in public. It's not professional. But Ob was busy doing other stuff in the house, putting up Christmas decorations or something. So I knew I could slip by her and be home free. I grabbed the most comfortable pair of shorts I have. And I'm wearing them right now. And it's an amazing feeling. An amazing feeling. What, Chris? Sorry you're stuck over there wearing pants.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
These shorts are so light on my legs. They're so light on my legs. Let's talk about retribution, shall we? That story about the FEMA employee that was avoiding Trump homes. It was a story the Daily Wire broke. They deserve all the credit for it. An employee with FEMA, now former employee, Marnie Washington, directed people to avoid Trump homes. She went on a show today and she said, well, this is how FEMA does it.
I was fired. They all alleged that these actions were made on my own recognizance and that it was for my own political advances. However, if you look at the record, there is what we call a community trend. And unfortunately, it just so happened that the political hostility that was encountered by my team, and I was on two different teams during this deployment, they just so happened to have the Trump campaign signage. FEMA always preaches avoidance first and then de-escalation. So this is not isolated. This is a colossal event of avoidance, not just in the state of Florida, but you will find avoidance in the Carolinas. Senior leadership will lie to you and tell you that they do not know. But if you ask the DSA crew leads and specialists what they are experiencing in the field, they will tell you. Demand for FEMA to give you those incident reports.
You heard what she's saying. It wasn't me. I was following orders. This is FEMA-wide. It happened in North Carolina. It happened everywhere. Ashley Moody, Florida's AG, is investigating.
We're not going to leave it up to the federal government to do their own investigation. So this past weekend, Florida has already begun digging into this. We want to make sure that our emergency agency is looking into these details to making sure we have all of the information. We're seeking not only information from FEMA, but making sure if there are those within Florida who feel that they were overlooked or discriminated against because of their political views, that we have an understanding of that and that information. Because look, this is what folks have been saying all along, that this administration wasn't here to serve everyone, only a few. And so as we dig in, I think there's, you know, we're going to find that this, in fact, did happen. We're already seeing it in some of the reports and the databases, and we'll follow up accordingly.
So what do we do now that we're going to have the presidency, the Senate, the House? We will have our own attorney general, and that's the one That's the pick I care about. Everyone's freaking out about Marco Rubio and these things, and I'll actually address that in a moment. But AG is the one that matters. We are going to have the top law enforcement officer in the country. What is the right way? What is the wrong way to go about the criminals in the federal government? Because I already said this, Marnie Washington, arrested, public trial, and then sent to prison for the rest of her life. You may say that's too harsh. Government employees, people in power who abuse their power, should receive the most severe punishment in any society. You know that? Worse than gangbangers, worse than drug dealers, worse than whatever. The worst punishments in any society should be reserved for government employees who abuse their power. What do we do from here? Let's talk about that next.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. By the way, Chris, quick side note. We'll get back to this. What do we do with the criminals thing? I was thinking about this on the way home last night. Where's the Guns N' Roses on the show? There's tons of Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin, and I love that we rock out. Where's GNR? Where are they, Chris? I know Civil War and November Rain are 8-minute songs. Did I ask for a concert? We can't come back to Welcome to the Jungle, Paradise City. We can't. Why, Chris? Why can't we come back to? No, we don't have to play the dirty part. I know kids are listening. Can't you find a part? It's like 10 seconds. We can't find a part of GNR to rock out to? Corey, do something with him. You're a music guy. Explain something to Chris. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. I have time to deal with Chris. I was in a good mood, then Chris put me in a bad mood. Back to the deal with the corruption. How do you root out corruption? Well, you have to arrest people and punish them severely, and it, people in the government. And we've gotten so far away from that in this country that when you bring that up, people will say that sounds like revenge. No, we actually do not need and we do not want to go on a revenge tour, because a revenge tour creates a cycle that is never ending. We do, however, have to embark on a justice tour. This FEMA employee, I already said what should be done to her. However, maybe she's correct. Maybe at the highest levels of FEMA, this information was being passed down. Maybe she was following orders. So here's what must be done, not just with government employees, with the left-wing dark money network too, but we'll focus on government for now. Attack it in the exact same way they attack organized crime. This lady committed evil, evil acts. She's likely an evil person. That's fine. Sit down with her and say, show me the evidence against your boss. You want early parole, possibly even immunity? Do it exactly like they attack the mafia, how they attack other organized crime groups. Climb the ladder, use the little fish to get to the top. And then when you get to the highest levels of corruption, arrest them, make sure the trials are public, and send them to prison. Chris printed me off this story. It's from, it's like 10 years ago, if I remember right. But China, not that we want to emulate China, but they're not alone in doing things like this. China has had a huge government corruption problem. Look, corruption in government, it's very tempting. You don't make a lot of money when you work in government, but you have a lot of access to money, access to power. It's the worst of all worlds. They had a huge corruption problem. You know what they did? Authorities in one of their cities took all their government officials and made them go spend the day in prison. They had to go to prison where they saw former government officials who'd been arrested and imprisoned for corruption. Go, bring your wife too. They made them bring their wives along. Here's prison. There's the prison food. Here's what it's like to live in prison. I want you to think about this every single day you think about possibly taking a bribe, abusing your government position. Remember what the inside of these prison walls smell like, because this is where you will come if you commit acts of corruption. The worst penalties in any society should be reserved for government people who abuse their power. The worst punishments available, period. Report, Jack Smith spent $50 million trying to prosecute Trump. Jack Smith wasn't even an official special counsel. The position didn't even exist. He stepped in, spent $50 million, and tried to throw Donald Trump in prison. Jack Smith should be lawyering up as we speak. And if my sources are correct, he is already lawyering up. Jack Smith should be facing a prison sentence himself. A prison sentence. People in government have to go to prison. And we cannot call it revenge. We can't call it retribution, because it can't be that. But it does have to be a reckoning. Arresting criminals and prosecuting them for crimes is not political revenge. It's how you maintain a nation. We have not prosecuted and sent to prison people in government for years in this country. And I know there's a little case here, there's a Scooter Libby here, or there's a little thing there. But for some reason, we've gotten to a place as a country where people in government can do whatever, and the worst they can ever seem to expect is a firing. Remember Kevin Kleinsmith, the FBI lawyer? Kevin Kleinsmith lied on FISA applications. He lied on official documents in order to get the right to abuse Donald Trump's civil rights. He black and white lied. He didn't get arrested. He's still practicing law. Didn't even get disbarred. What level of fear does that put into other government employees when they look at a man committing a crime like that? And he gets, well, I think it was 6 months probation. It was something. It was nothing. It was pathetic. It was long past. He's working, making a ton of money. That sends a message to other government employees that they are above the law. And once you get a bunch of government employees who believe they're above the law, you are in deep, deep, deep trouble. Arrests must happen. They must. All right, let's address the Rubio thing. I got a bunch of people screaming about Marco Rubio, and then we'll do some more emails and some voicemails and things. Let's also address your dog or your cat. They don't get nutrition. That dry brown food you give them, I know what labels they put on it. Ah, this is the special beef blend. No, they killed all that in the factory. They kill everything in dog food so it lasts longer on the shelf. They have to spray the stuff down with lard and other things so your dog will even eat it. We don't ever give our dogs vitamins or minerals or probiotics or anything, and then we wonder why they're at the vet all the time and they die too early. Start sprinkling Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement with all those things. Everything your dog needs to live longer and healthier. It fixed my dog's digestive problems. Better breath, better coat, better, just a better dog and cat. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. We'll talk a little Rubio and some emails next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day.
obviously the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I almost just sat back and let Skynyrd play for a little while there, Chris. Well done. Well done. That song, it's a great song right there. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am and how huge my hands are. What, Chris? Now, I've had a bunch of emails today about Rubio. So what do we have from Trump so far for the Trump team so far? Lee Zeldin, New York Congressman Lee Zeldin, good dude, heading up the EPA. That's a good sign. Tom Homan, this guy, as borders are.
No, exactly not. Look, the view, it's like the island of the misfit toys. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. President Trump has made it clear. We will prioritize public safety threats.
That's a good thing. There are plenty of rumors out there that Kristi Noem might be head of DHS. Okay, we could quibble about that back or forth. Donald Trump's chief of staff, Susan Wiles, sharp woman, sharp, no nonsense, a good thing. Deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, a border hawk's border hawk, a good thing. And then one came down today, it was actually last night, it's towards the end of the show. Marco Rubio is Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State. Okay, so let's talk through this. My email inbox is full of a bunch of angry Rubio people, Rubio hating people, who talk about what a horrible rhino he is. I don't actually disagree with any of that. I'm not a huge Rubio fan. Time after time after time when we have needed him, he has caved. Every now and then he's great on something, and then he's terrible on something, then he's great on something, and he's terrible on something. So don't expect me to sit here and tell you Mark Rubio walks on water. But let's discuss the choice. He's going to be what? Not Secretary of Defense, he's going to be Secretary of State. Remember the two different roles. And for kids listening, let me explain, because I know they don't teach you anything in school anymore. Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense are kind of twin positions, okay? Secretary of Defense, it used to be called the Secretary of War, which was way cooler, but it used to be called Secretary of War. Secretary of Defense is the guy, you want a rabid bulldog there who wants to bomb and shoot everyone on the planet. That's what you want. You want the guy who has a military solution for everything. And when you are considering, you're sitting down as president, you're considering what route to go. Let's say Iran's losing its mind. They do something stupid. They always generally do. That's a pretty safe bet. You, as a president, will sit down with your Secretary of State and your Secretary of Defense. And the Secretary of Defense, you want it to be the type of guy who's going to say, kill them all, let God sort them out. Your Secretary of Defense, you want him to be the exact opposite. He is the chief diplomat for the country. He is the one who's constantly supposed to be preaching diplomacy. No, we can get along. No, we can work out a deal. No, don't attack Iran. Maybe some sanctions. I'll have a meeting with their ambassador. We'll have some falafel and talk it out. That is how you want your Secretary of State. That's what you need from your Secretary of State. Marco Rubio is leaving the United States Senate. I would argue his foreign policy is kind of awful, neoconish, I should say. We know that Ron DeSantis will be the one who is going to be in charge of replacing him. Ron DeSantis is as far right and no nonsense as it gets. We are probably going to get an improvement in the United States Senate, an improvement over Rubio. So maybe that will help you feel better. That's one. Two, I just described the role he's going to have. He is not going to be the Secretary of War. He is going to be the Secretary of State. He is well-versed on foreign affairs, a bit of a China hawk, which we do like, right? We got to crack down on China. He's a huge China hawk. His role will be diplomacy. I'm okay with it. I don't love it. I'm being very honest with you. I don't love it at all. It's not like I saw it and I stood up and cheered. But when I combine it with the other great things I'm seeing, I'm not going to sit here and freak out because Secretary of State isn't exactly what I wanted. They're not backing off mass deportation. I'm in heaven. Then this dropped today, and I don't know whether or not this is true, but Insider Paper has been a fairly reliable source in the past. Here is this one, breaking. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. I'm just relaying what Insider Paper read from Wall Street Journal. So this is Wall Street Journal. The Trump transition team is considering a draft executive order that establishes a, quote, warrior board of retired senior military personnel with the power to review 3- and 4-star officers and to recommend removals of any deemed unfit for leadership. Chris, how many times have you heard me sit here and say we need a board to go to vet all these guys and to kick many of them out? In fact, what I've said is fire every single one of them and then create a board like this to bring them all back. No, Chris, I don't think he's a fan. I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not near, you know, Trump pom-pom waiver for him to be a huge fan, but I know he has people who listen. I don't know. I'm not at all taking credit for it. It's not like I'm the only one who ever thought of something like that, but that's a great idea. That's the things that are being talked about now are good things. And again, this is me. I've railed against Trump when I've disagreed with him. You've heard me scream about it behind the microphone. I would tell you if I didn't like what I was seeing. I love a lot of what I'm seeing. So when a guy like Rubio gets in there, I know you're hardcore. I'm hardcore. He's not as hardcore as us. He never has been. I know you have concerns, and they're understandable concerns. I'm not telling you not to have concerns, but I'm telling you right now what I have seen and what I have heard. It's been really, really good. So tomorrow, when it's Kristi Noem, that name's been floated around all day. A lot of papers are reporting that Kristi Noem is potentially the head of DHS. that's not at all the route I would go at all. I'll be honest, I don't. If that turns out to be true, I don't like that pick at all. She's not near tough enough at all. She's not even from a border state. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But I'm also not going to freak out about it until I see mass deportations have been stopped, until I see her caving on things. Right now, the general direction of the incoming Trump administration is a good direction, and you should feel good about it. All right? All right. Look at how reasonable I am, Chris. Look at what a bridge builder I am. That's what I consider. What, Chris? Don't roll your eyes. I consider myself a bridge builder. Always bringing people together. Always. That's what I do, Chris. Jesse, a friend I've had since the 7th grade, decided we can't be friends anymore because I, quote, voted against her non-binary child's right to exist for cheaper eggs and groceries. Her child and her self-named Rainbow Mafia think Trump's people are going to hunt them down and put them in concentration camps. I'm so sick of all this crap. I want to send her the anti-communist manifesto anonymously for Christmas. Okay, so I know that you've seen this or you've heard about, I'm not going to my Thanksgiving. I have emails of listeners. You're going through this. My daughter, she signed us off from the family group chat, won't talk to us anymore. I'm not letting my aunt visit because she voted Trump. I told my mom that she's dead to me because she voted Trump. I know you've seen that. Let's talk about the family. Let's talk about family and how communists treat families, because you're seeing this manifest itself all over the place right now. Before we get to commies and families, let's get to this. making babies. You need testosterone for that. Leading a nation, saving a nation. Gentlemen, you need testosterone for that. You need energy. You need focus. You need your body working the way it should. And you need to do this naturally. We drink estrogen all day. It's in the water. It's in the bottled water. It's in the plastic. We are free-falling our T levels to the point we're not going to be able to save this place unless we reverse that. Chalk and their male vitality stack, that's what they're all about, reversing that. You want your T levels up 20% in 90 days? It's not like you just got to cross your finger and hope it works in a year. You might be 90 days away from feeling like a totally new person. Want to spring out of bed in the morning like you used to? Feel good all day? Have energy at 5 o'clock in the evening instead of just wanting to sit down? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call them, text them. 50CHUCK3000. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, feeling super free on a shorts Tuesday, loving my life. Chris is jealous because he's stuck wearing pants, but not me. Oh, what's that? A little gentle breeze I just felt? Maybe you missed that, Chris, but I personally did not. Now, let's discuss communism and families. I teased it going into the break. I know you've seen it. I'm not inviting my mom to Thanksgiving. I told my parents they're dead to me. This lady, I just read her email. Friend she's had for 28 years. Just told her they can't be friends anymore because she voted for Donald Trump. What's happening there? Well, don't think it's accidental. I need to stress this. Do not think it's accidental. And if you're, God forbid, a parent going through this with your child, or even a child maybe going through this with your parent, I know this doesn't ease the hurt, but you should understand this was done to your family member purposefully. The communists have always sought to infiltrate and break up families. Always. The Soviet Union was adamant that you should report on your mom, your wife, your husband, your child. The state is all that matters. The PRC in China under Mao, the exact same thing. The Stasi in East Germany, they were probably the most famous at it. The Stasi would go to lengths you couldn't possibly imagine to try to turn husbands against wives, wives against their children. It's crazy how purposeful they were about it. Communists break up families on purpose. Because when you are in a stable family, when you have a mother and a father and they're together and then there are children, what you have is an entire value system ecosystem. That's probably a really ham-fisted way to put that, but think about it that way. You have this bubble of values there. And as long as that family remains strong and intact, well, they are not going to be people who will ever accept an evil demonic religion like communism. Ever. People from strong nuclear families generally reject communism. The earliest communists all knew this, and so they knew you have to break that up. A nation full of strong nuclear families will not accept the revolution. They need to have a revolution. Break the family up. And they do this in this country in a variety of different ways. But one of the ways I want you to understand, she brought up her friend who disowned her had a non-binary child or whatever weirdo new thing. Understand that the school teachers teaching kids that they're all gay, that they're all trannies, that they're all this or that, that is a very focused effort to turn children against their parents. To turn friend against friend, husband against wife, to break up families. It's not actually about turning Aiden, Jaden, and Braden gay. It's about turning Aiden, Jaden, and Braden against mom and dad. Because once Aiden, Jaden, and Braden decide that mom and dad are no longer loving parents and a guidance thing, as long as Aiden, Jaden, and Braden believe mom and dad are the enemy, well, then the communist gets to step in and take over that parenting role, and they can turn Aiden, Jaden, and Braden into foot soldiers for the revolution. This is not a new thing. I can't stress this enough. I know it feels like the end of the world if you're a parent going through this, or a friend, or a daughter, or whatever. It feels like it's the end of the world, and it is heartbreaking. It is awful. It really genuinely is. But you should understand that the communist does it on purpose. They break up families on purpose. They used to plant porn. I've told you this before. Pornography in people's mailboxes and in their homes. They would break into a stable family's home in East Germany, and they would take dirty magazines and stuff like that and put it with the husband's things. So she would find it. Hey, oh my gosh, what are you looking? Oh my gosh. They would do things you can't imagine. They would drain the air from bike tires just to create havoc and angst and unrest in families. They'd show up at your family bike rack and drain the air out of everyone's tires. Why? Why would you do that? Well, then you wake up in the morning. Dad's got to go to work. Son's got to go to school. Who drained the air? I did. I bet it was you. I bet. These are the lengths they go to. When you walk in your child's social studies class and you see the Black Lives Matter flag on the wall and the tranny flag and all the other stuff, just understand the communist who is teaching your child in that classroom believes all the way that you are evil, and they have to shatter your child. They have to break that bond between you and your child. Then that child can be turned into the communist foot soldier they want. You see this everywhere now with people. Oh, you voted for Trump. You're dead to me. You voted for Trump. You're not invited anymore. You voted for Trump. I can't believe you voted for Trump. They worm their way into these people's psyche, into these people's soul, and they teach all these people that the highest cause is the revolution. And the highest loyalty has to be to the revolution, not to your wife. Not to your dad, not to your son, not to any of these, not to your friend. The highest loyalty in the world has to go to the revolution. And of course they do it with lies. Lies are part of any propaganda, part of any cult. This lady thinks that Trump's going to go arrest her child and send them all to work camps. They don't know that none of that's true, because there are all kinds of Democrats on the television, in the media, and elected office who are constantly using rhetoric like that specifically for the purpose of what I just said. They are attacking your family now and forever. So those of us who have families, which is pretty much all of us, everyone has a sister, a brother, or something. Those of us who have families had better understand that family is a mortal threat to communism, and the communists know it, and they will attack it. They will try to break your child, to break your marriage, to break your relationship with your parents. They will try it, because as long as that's where your loyalty lies, you will never serve the god of government the way they want you to. Period. End of story. Speaking of families, why don't you save a life real quick? Babies. Nobody can hear them. They don't actually have any voice yet, because they're still growing in their mother's womb. And so we take the thing that's completely defenseless and we just kill them en masse. It's happening all over the country. Preborn saves 200 lives a day. 200 a day. How do they do it? Well, they take the money you send them, $28, and they give a woman a free ultrasound. They put up these clinics in the highest abortion areas of the country and give that woman an ultrasound for free. When she hears the heartbeat, it is something from God. It can't be a clump of cells. What kind of clump of cells has a heartbeat? She knows she's a mom, and she chooses life almost every time. You're buying a life. That's what preborn does. Saves lives every day. And that's what you do. It's all tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.